This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. And truly, I'm thanking God for being in the School of Wisdom. Thanking God for the teaching that goes forth that keeps me living free and separated from sin. And truly, I'm thanking God for the wisdom that comes forth, showing us that to understand God and to what God is all about. And I'm just thanking God I have found of him in whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus. And truly, we found the word of God. This is where the word of God is going forth. And I'm thanking God for the prophet that's bringing the word of God, the true teaching. And I'm thanking God for our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste, to our elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. All that seek the Lord, we found him, and that's why we're singing. Let's go back to Moses. Thank God. To Moses, he wrote of the Lord. Deacon Debbie, announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or Call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Hope you enjoyed that number. Go back to Moses. Now, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them? As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Let's go to Psalms 14 and 2. This is all about seeking God. And to all of those that seek him, I'm here to report we found him.
Beautiful. Yes, Pastor.
We found him.
Yes!
Isn't that beautiful? Whom Moses in the law.
Yes, thank God.
And I know so many that hear this broadcast, they don't like that word law. And no doubt, if you have any feelings against the law, against it, you'll never find him. But all that seek him, you better get brace yourself for the word. For the law, it's there. Psalms 14 and 2 says what?
Says, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children
God
of men.
God sees everything.
Yes.
And I never thought about this scripture until I read this. The world is a stage.
All right.
And God have made all the galaxies and all the wonderful things you see, or that we might be able to see, to show you this is not only God's work. God got many works.
Right.
He didn't say anything about people, but he has many works, and his objects bigger than the earth to show you things, more things bigger and more magnificent, more beautiful than the earth.
Yes.
All we know is what we see because we are temporal.
Right.
God is eternal.
That's right.
The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men, what?
To see if there were any that did understand.
To see, not if they, to see if
there were any.
To see if there were any.
That understand and seek God.
Who understands why we're here? And if you understand it, you would be seeking God, because this is the stage to get to a higher level. And those that desire a higher level, desire to find out who the maker is, you got to go through this seeking.
Mm-hmm.
It's a filtering process. And if you don't go through the filtering, you'll never see God. That's what he says. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. What?
They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy.
What?
There is none that doeth good. No, not
so
one.
So we understand through the knowledge, through the Holy Ghost, let us know, every man is born in sin. So you didn't have no choice in that. Because of what Adam did. And when you learn further knowledge about God, you understand, even Adam didn't have a choice until he had a choice.
Right.
He didn't realize what nature he had until he made the choice.
Right.
And not only because of him, we were all born with the same nature.
Yes.
But because he activated it, we're all born in sin. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But even though we're born in sin, no one is seeking, why are we here? And it's not just because of God, it's because we're supposed to be going a higher calling.
Yes.
And if you're not desiring that, you're not going to be seeking God. Read.
Mm-hmm. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge?
Do we have any knowledge? No, because they don't have a desire. If you don't have a desire, you cannot gain knowledge. You need a desire to gain knowledge. What?
Who eat up my people?
They
as
eat
they
up
eat
my
bread.
People. What?
and call not upon the Lord.
Isn't that beautiful? To know that, let's go to 1 Chronicles 28 and 9.
All right.
So everyone that's seeking God, you got the right broadcast.
All right.
Now, there may be other broadcasts. I'm not saying we're the only one. So you all think you're the only one. No, we don't. But I know whoever is like us, is going to be the one that is God's church. And we're like God's church. God's church keep God's commandments. Just that simple. God's church live holy. Just that simple. Isn't that beautiful? God's church is not Baptist. It's not Methodist. It's not Presbyterian. It's not Lutheran. It's not Catholic. It's not Muslim. It's not, It's not Episcopalian. It's not African Episcopal. It's not Latter Day.
No.
We're from everlasting. What we live for is from everlasting. What we stand for, all right? Not Latter Day. We got some Latter Day things, but Jesus is from everlasting. Isn't that beautiful? 1 Chronicles 28:9, what does it say?
Yes. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father and serve him with a perfect heart.
You're going to serve him, you got to know God. And he's letting Solomon know, keep God's commandments. You got to know him. That means keep his commandments and serve him with your whole heart, a perfect heart. What?
And with a willing mind.
Mm-hmm.
For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts.
Wait a minute. God is looking for someone that is interested in finding him and to be with him.
Yes.
And to leave this and go to a higher level. That's what God is looking for. What? If?
If thou seek him, he will be found of thee.
Mm-hmm.
But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever.
Isn't that better to know that? Yes. Read.
Yes. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and
do it. That's what God's looking for. A son, someone that's seeking him, looking for a higher calling to build him a house.
Yes.
It's spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can dwell with him
yes.
forever. Some dwell with him for a while, and it's over.
Yes.
But we want to continue forever.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
Then David gave to Solomon, his son, the pattern of the...
Now, wait a minute. Anytime you're going to build God a house, somebody got the pattern how to do it. God, I've always got someone to lead and guide you how to make this transition from here to with him,
yes.
which is heavenly places. That's
yes.
what that is. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And of the houses thereof,
mm-hmm.
and of the treasuries thereof,
what?
And of the upper chambers thereof,
what?
And of the inner parlors thereof,
what?
And of the place of the mercy seat,
what?
And the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit.
It was by the Spirit. Same thing today. You're going to build your house according to the Spirit. You're going to be guided by somebody.
Yes.
And it's God's anointed.
Yes.
What?
Of the courts of the house of the Lord.
What?
And of all the chambers round about, and of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries of the, dedicated things.
The dedicated things. Go to 2 Chronicles 19 and 2. Let's go there.
Yes.
So we're here to build God a house.
Yes.
We're seeking that house, not made by hands. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And we're not going to be mindful. We're going to strive not to be mindful of the things around us,
yes.
that we don't go back.
Mm-hmm.
Second Chronicles 19 and 2, what does it say?
And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him.
What?
And said to King Jehoshaphat, should thou help the ungodly and love them that they hate the Lord?
Because Jehoshaphat thought he was doing the Lord's work.
Mm-hmm.
But Jehoshaphat, Jehu asked him, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love those that hate the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord.
That beautiful. Sometimes we don't know why we got so much wrath coming. It's because of the things that we're doing.
Yes.
It's not pleasing God.
Yes.
What?
Nevertheless, there are good things found in
thee. But God knows we're in the place of water.
Yes.
We're in the place where you can just get the scent. You can catch it.
Yes.
You're in a good place.
Yes.
Let's make sure we can just take advantage of all that we're getting and
yes.
flourish. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Nevertheless, there are good things found in thee. What?
Mm-hmm. In that thou hast taken away the groves.
Otherwise, God said, you're striving. It's good things you're striving, but let's continue with that
yes.
and keep seeking to get rid of things to build this house.
Yes.
What?
And hast prepared thine heart to seek God.
What?
And Jehoshaphat dwelt at Jerusalem. And he went out again through the people from Beersheba to Mount Ephraim and brought them back unto the Lord God.
Somebody going to bring you back to God.
Beautiful.
And the nation have gone from God. The nation don't know that God's commandments is his word and it can't be changed. But if you're seeking God, you got to go back to the commandments. Let's go to 20 and 20. What does it say? Second Chronicles 20, 20.
Yes, 20 and 20.
What does it say?
It says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah,
what?
Ye inhabitants of Jerusalem.
What?
Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye
so
prosper.
So if you're going to be seeking God, you need someone to guide you.
Yes, Pastor.
And you got to believe. Believe in his prophets, so shall ye be established.
Mm-hmm.
And what does it say? Believe what?
Believe his prophets. Believe in the, yes.
Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established.
Mm-hmm. Believe the so shall believe his prophets, so shall you
thank
prosper.
God. Excuse me. 15:1. Let's go to 2 Chronicles. 15:1. What does it say? All that seek God.
Mm-hmm.
It's a system you gotta go through.
Yes.
And it's a formula you gotta go through. And if you don't go through it, you're climbing up another way and you're not gonna make it.
Yes, Pastor.
15:1.
And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded.
Mm-hmm.
And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah.
All right.
And Benjamin, the Lord is with you while ye be with him.
What?
And if ye seek him, he will be found of you.
The church world, years and years ago, it could have been generations ago, and it was with God. When they were keeping his commandments, but they got away from it because the enemy came in, changed things and said, well, you know, the Lord rose on Sunday and we're going to honor Sunday because that's our Lord. That's his birthday or whatever. That's the day he rose. Took him away from God. And those that went away, they weren't seeking God because they were. God would give them knowledge. He let them be taken away. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because they really weren't desiring him.
Mm-hmm.
3.
But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you.
What?
Now for a long season, Israel hath been without the
long
true God.
Season, and we're in that season right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Israel, you're talking about the church world.
Yes.
It's called Israel. And 99% of the church world don't even know they're called Israel.
Right.
They say, well, we just call by his name Jesus. Mm-hmm. But they don't know they're Israel.
Yes,
read.
Pastor. And without a teaching priest,
mm-hmm.
and without law.
What?
But when they, in their trouble, did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of him.
Isn't that beautiful? We found him.
Yes.
Because, beautiful. What? Read that next verse. I thought this was interesting. What?
And in those times, there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in.
When you are living for God, striving to live for God, and you don't have the real thing, you don't have no peace.
That's right.
And we have ones that came in here. They were like vagabonds going from church to church. And maybe once a day going church to church trying to find God. We found him.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful? St. John 1:45. We're going to find him through the scripture. And the scripture's going to give you true guidance.
Yes, Pastor.
Don't come telling me you found him through this man or this woman saying they got a healing line over there. I know it's God. No, that's not God. They had people like that down in Egypt when Moses went down with his rod. And they were doing things Moses was doing. It wasn't of God, though. You know what I'm talking about? All right now. St. John 1:45, what does it say?
It says, Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him,
what?
We have found him of whom Moses in the law.
It's in the law. You got to get the law.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't been done away. But I was thinking about this, how the Lord said, the first shall be last, mm-hmm. and the last shall be first. The first thing we had was the old remedy system. That's last.
Yes.
And then came along the Lord as a lamb.
All right.
That's first. First shall be last and last first because the first only represented the last.
Right.
And the last is truly the first. You follow what I'm saying?
Beautiful.
Read.
In whom Moses
in the law
and the prophets did write.
What?
Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
Is that beautiful? Read.
Yes.
No. That's good enough.
Yes.
Let's go to Isaiah 64 and 6.
64 and 6. Yes, Pastor.
All of those, you say, well, I'm tired of going from church to church. You ain't seen tired until you get these commandments and start working with that devil.
Yes,
that devil will make you tired, but you know what? Be of good cheer.
All right.
We've overcome the devil. All right? So don't let that frighten you. Isaiah, that says Isaiah 64 and 6. Go ahead.
64 and 6, yes, Pastor. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags.
Now, that's what we've been taught, and it's true. Because we come here born in sin. All of our righteousness, I don't care how good you were. You say, I never smoked, but you gambled. Say, I never gambled, but you lied. You say, I never lied, but you were coveting all the time. It's just on and on and on. Born in sin. So all of our filthy, all of our righteousness is filthy rags. And we've been told that.
Yes.
But the problem is, they don't go any further than that. Just like they don't go any further from the cross. They don't go any further from the blood. They stay right there. But let's go to Deuteronomy 6 and 20. Because God let us know all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags.
Yes, Pastor.
But he gave us a remedy to come out of that.
Yes.
6 and 25, what does it say? 6 and 24. Deuteronomy 6, 24.
And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes to fear the Lord our God.
What?
For our good.
It's always. For our good. If we want to go higher, it's for our good. It's not to hurt us. And why would God tell us something that's for our good that he know we couldn't do? God is not like that. Man like that, not God. Read. Yes.
That he might preserve us alive.
He
want
to preserve us
yes.
alive to continue. If we don't get into commandments, we cannot continue. This is a continuation if you're in the commandments.
Yes.
What does it say? That it might preserve us alive. What?
As it is at this day.
What?
And it shall be our righteousness.
Because all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. But here's how we clean that up.
All right. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these
things. There it is, right in your face. If you'll observe to keep his word, to preach the word, obey the word, the commandments, the law. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us.
God commanded us that way.
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew 5 and 17.
All
that seek the Lord, don't seek my hurt. Inquire. What you talking about, Mr. Pastor Man? I'll tell you. Matthew 5 and 17, what does it say?
Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets.
How plain is that? I don't care how much we've been saying this for 40 and 50 years. And before that, others have been saying it down through the time. God is not destroying the law or the prophets, and it's more than one law. You only spell law one way. And if you're not steeped in laws, in Judaism, you don't know what God is talking about. But know one thing, God's word is law. That's the divine law. That's the royal law. You cannot do away with that. You can't change it.
No.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
What?
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law.
So now, to my knowledge, heaven and earth is still here.
Yes.
And if it's not, we wouldn't be in heavenly places.
Right.
And that's for anyone who's claiming they're in heavenly places. That means heaven's still here.
Right.
And if it's still here, one jot or one tittle in the commandments has not been done away with.
Right.
You can't. They're righteous all together.
That's
if you take one out, it's not righteous. And if you take one out, that means that God was not sure. Because the scripture says all of his commandments are sure.
Yes.
That means it wasn't a mistake. And there was no fudging on it. And there was nothing to be redone. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Till all be fulfilled.
Till all be fulfilled. What?
Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments.
Wait, there it is. It's the commandment. But they said, well, the commandment's done away with. And I know all that stumbled across this broadcast, think about what the preachers say. But the law was done away with. The commandment's done away with. That's not what Jesus is saying. What did he say?
And shall teach men so.
These preachers teach men. The commandment's done away with. God knew we couldn't do it. You're a liar.
All right.
Because God didn't say that. You're the least that we consider in the kingdom. You're the least one. Because you teach the people.
Right?
What?
He shall be called the least in the kingdom.
Not outside, because outside everybody think they're saved. Outside the kingdom, everybody think they're in the kingdom. But the kingdom in the spirit, in the commandments, that's the least thing. Those that teach against it. What?
But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great.
Wait a minute. So don't get offended because ones call those that do and teach great. That's what the scripture say you should do. Because that's who they are. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
What?
For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the
scribes
and Pharisees. So wait a minute.
There's a righteousness they have, but it's carnal.
Yes.
And ours is get to exceed, because if ours don't exceed, you can't make the transition with God. We're in a temporal state. And God is showing us, if you're seeking me, there's a higher place to dwell with me forever. Because this is nothing compared to where we're going. And you got to believe that. All you have to do is look at Saturn. If God can make something that much bigger than the earth, how come he can't make something that many more times beautiful than the earth?
That's right.
That's what God is trying to show you. You think that's something, that ain't nothing compared to the Saturn. And they got something bigger than that.
All right.
Stars, right?
Yes.
So what about beauty? So don't even try to think about where we're going, because you will have to get Excedrin, coffee, and in the end you'll pass out and you'll be thinking the same when you wake up. See, I ain't went nowhere, because we're limited. Isn't that beautiful? All right, read.
Ye shall in no case enter.
Ye what?
Ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
No, you ain't got no special case. It's got to be the commandments. Isn't that beautiful? All that seek the Lord, we need to remember that, know that. Psalms 119 and 172. Let's go there.
Yes.
These are scriptures that we frequent, and it means something to us. If you don't know the Lord, follow us. It might mean something to you in time. 119 and 172, what did it say?
172.
Thank God.
It says... 172, Pastor, or 72?
Psalms 119 and 172. Somebody read it.
My tongue shall speak of thy
word. My tongue shall speak of thy word.
For all thy commandments are righteousness.
How plain is that?
Oh.
All thy commandments are righteousness. And he let us know it will be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments.
Yes.
How plain is that? So
yes.
In other words, God is going to accept our nature when we change into the commandments.
Yes.
That will propel us into forever with God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go. Wait. Let's go to Revelation 22 and 14.
Beautiful.
I'm about ready to close. Thank God we got 8 minutes. All right. Revelation.
Yes, it is.
22 and 14. What does it say?
Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they
right. So the next time you go to work or in the store, somebody said, well, how are you doing, sir? I'm doing fine. They said, how are you doing, sir? I'm just blessed. You say, you keep God's commandments, huh? You said, what? You keep God's commandments, don't you? No. So, well, you need to read Revelation.
All right.
22 and 14. What did it say?
Blessed are they that do his commandments.
Whoa. Wait a minute now. We're getting into something here. Somebody said, I'm just blessed. All right, brother. All right, sister. You're a commandment keeper, huh? Read.
That they may have right to the tree of life.
They got a right to that tree of life. But wait a minute. The secret is the commandments is the tree of life. But if you're not doing it, you ain't got a right to it. See? They don't have a right. God is the tree of life. But these so-called Christians that have been not really been seeking him, they don't have a right to it. And more importantly, they think they should be because it's the commandments, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Read.
And may enter in through the gates into the kingdom.
What?
Into the city. Excuse me. For without our dogs.
Dogs. Now, this is what God is saying. When you're not in the commandments, but outside of the commandments, that means these are Presbyterian churches now, and all of those got these shingles up there. I don't care what shingle you got.
That's right.
You can call it modern day holiness, old time holiness. We went there too. That ain't working either. If you don't have the commandments, you got nothing. You're not blessed.
That's right.
And without, you are dogs.
Dogs. And sorcerers.
Wait a minute. So, Jesus said we're dogs. Well, so did Isaiah.
Yes.
Greedy dogs, he called them. Mm-hmm. Can't bark, because when trouble comes and the enemy, read.
And whoremongers and murderers.
Murderers.
And idolaters.
What?
And whosoever loveth and maketh a lie.
Well, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Sunday is alive as being the rest day.
Yes.
Because it's not in the commandments.
Yes.
It's a lie. And no lie is of God.
Right.
No lie is of the truth. Mm-hmm. What?
I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches.
What?
I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star.
Let's go to St. John 8 and 40. Thank God. Let's go to St. John 8 and 40. One's always saying they're blessed, but when you tell them, well, let me show you where your blessings stem from.
Right.
Then they find, well, I guess I don't have them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, they like to hear the Beatitudes. Blessed is the poor. You're not poor in spirit unless you're in the commandments, because if you ain't in the commandments, you don't know if you get poor in spirit. You don't know nothing without the commandments. That's how you see and feel and communicate with God through the commandments. St. John 8, 44, what does it say?
44. Ye are of your father, the devil.
What?
And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, mm-hmm. and abode not in the truth.
What?
Because there is no truth in him.
What?
When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own.
So wait a minute. As I say, the word tells you, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And it says the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. I don't care what dispensation you're in. The seventh day is always the seventh day. It's the Sabbath, the seventh day.
Yes.
It don't make no difference what you call it. What we call it, God called it the seventh day, the Sabbath.
Yes.
So it can't be Sunday.
That's right.
Because Sunday is the first day of the week. It can't be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 6.
Right.
But the seventh day, regardless of what a dispensation or people call that day, the seventh day is the Sabbath. That's what the scripture says. Mm-hmm. You can't change that because the Lord said, I am the Lord, and I change not. So you can't change it.
Yes.
Read.
Yes. For he is a liar and the father of it.
And the father of it. Let's go to Deuteronomy 8 and 3. Let's go there. Thank God.
Yes.
This is not the kind of message you get to jumping and round and kicking off your shoes on. But if you're with God, this is a stimulating and invigorating word.
All right. Yes, Pastor. Yes, right.
Thank God. 8 and 3.
And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger,
mm-hmm.
and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not. Neither did thy fathers know,
mm-hmm.
that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth.
So it's every word. Mm-hmm. So if we live by every word, that means the word that says, remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, we have to live by that.
Yes.
Yes. So, but I do. Our Sabbath's on the first day. No, it ain't. It's the seventh day.
Yes.
That's the Lord's Sabbath.
Yes.
Read.
That proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live.
Doth man live. Exodus 20 and 1.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful, Pastor.
Yes, sir. So mm-hmm. We're going to, we're about ready to call this in. Mm-hmm. 20 and 1.
And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt,
mm-hmm.
out of the house
so
of bondage.
So if you haven't come out of Egypt, God haven't brought you anywhere. Though you're going to church, if you're in bondage, God haven't delivered you. Moses haven't delivered you.
Yes.
Read.
Thou shalt have no other gods before
God. God
me.
Is letting us know don't have any other gods before God, and God is beginning to name mm-hmm. the gods. Read.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above.
Now, wait a minute. So the devil is the father of the lie, and he tell the people, well, let's honor the day Jesus rose, which is wrong.
Yes.
That's their graven image.
Yes.
That's their image of the rest day of God's word.
Yes.
And it's vain because they're making the first day of the week their rest day,
yes.
the so-called Christian. Yes. It's not according to God's word. It's according to how they feel.
Right.
It's not God.
Yes,
read.
Pastor. Or that it is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth.
What?
Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God,
mm-hmm.
visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation
what?
Of them that hate me.
What does the eighth verse say?
Remember the Sabbath day.
Now, why would God ask us remember it if he was going to change it?
Right.
Is that silly?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast
but
messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write in mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.